It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, January 12, 2018. Last week, the Dow Jones set an all-time record high with a closing of $25,075.13. But it was 112 years ago today, on January 12, 1906, that the Dow Jones closed above $100 for the first time. We hear about how Dow Jones is doing just about every day, and we know that world events and especially new legislation or changes in banking practices, such as adjustments in interest rates, can really shake things up. But just who or what is Dow Jones? Officially, it is the Dow Jones Industrial Average, or the DJIA for short. It is also called the Industrial Average, or the Dow Jones Industrial, or the DJI, or the Dow 30, or simply the Dow. It is a what rather than a who, but it takes its name from two whos, as it turns out. Charles Dow, who edited the Wall Street Journal, and one of his business associates, a statistician named Edward Jones. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a stock market index that was first calculated on May 26, 1896. Currently, the index shows how 30 large publicly owned companies based in the United States have traded during a standard trading session, or business day, in the stock market. The industrial portion of the name is largely historical, as many of the 30 modern companies have little or nothing to do with traditional heavy industry. The value of the Dow is not the actual average of the prices of its component stocks, but rather the total of the component prices divided by a factor which changes whenever one of the stocks has a split or a dividend. Although the Dow is compiled to gauge the performance of the industrial sector within the American economy, the index's performance continues to be influenced not only by corporate and economic matters, but also by domestic and foreign political events, such as wars and terrorism, as well as by natural disasters that could potentially lead to economic harm. Some of the current companies that make up the Dow 30 are such familiar names as 3M, American Express, Apple, Chevron, Coca-Cola, DuPont, Exxon, GE, Home Depot, McDonald's, Microsoft, Nike, Visa, Walmart, and Walt Disney, along with 15 more. Charles Dow calculated his first average purely of industrial stocks 121 years ago, and of the original 12 industrials, only General Electric currently remains part of the Dow Jones Index. Some of the other old ones were the American Tobacco Company, which broke up in a 1911 antitrust action, the North American Lead Company, which was removed from the Dow in 1916, and U.S. Steel, which made Andrew Carnegie's fortune and stayed on the list until 1991. And that's a bit of the history of the famous Dow Jones and his, or should I say, their industrial average and what it means for the rest of us. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 12th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.